In Georgia, voting has begun in the country's parliamentary elections, which will issue in a new era and amid political and social tensions in the former Soviet Republic. As Stefan Boss reports, the party of the pro-Western president faces a strong challenge following mounting criticism over his policies and a prison scandal.
Monday's elections are held shortly after Georgians crowded the streets to express outrage over leaked videos showing prison guards beating and raping inmates. Though a minister responsible for prisons resigned, the revelations have hurt the campaign of Georgian President Mikhail Saakashvili. Opinion polls show the pro-Western president's United National Movement Party facing a strong challenge from the Georgian Dream Coalition, led by billionaire Bitsina Ivanishvili, who made his fortune in Russia. Ironically, the 56-year-old billionaire also owns one of the television networks that aired the prison abuse. The scandal came on top of public criticism about poverty and an unemployment rate of over 16%. President Mikhail Saakashvili has defended his record, saying he tackled deep-rooted corruption and moved the country forward. The ballot for 150 seats in parliament will usher in a new political era. Georgia changed the constitution to give the prime minister many of the powers now held by the president. Parliament will name a new prime minister next year after Saakashvili's second and last presidential term ends. The West is closely monitoring the elections, which are expected to impact Georgia's relations with Russia. Under Saakashvili, Georgia fought and lost a brief war with Russia in 2008, after which Moscow recognized Georgian regions Abkhazia and South Ossetia as independent countries and increased its military presence there. Some 51,000 international monitors and other officials are observing the ballot in the former Soviet nation. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.